This airplane got a 66-foot wingspan, 36 feet long.
That's Michael Kostelnik describing a Predator B drone. He's the former head of the Air and Marine branch of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The agency has 10 drones to patrol the border, and the senators working on immigration reform wanted to have more. CBP's drones are made by the San Diego-based company General Atomics. More controversially, the company also provides drones to the U.S. military to hunt down terrorists in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Yemen. On the U.S.-Mexico border, the drones are stationed at bases in Arizona and Texas, but they can be used to patrol as far west as San Diego. The drones provide what's called situational awareness. In layman's terms, knowing what's going on around you. Having eyes in the sky to help agents keep a watch on remote parts of the 2,000-mile-long U.S.-Mexico border seems obviously helpful, but critics say border officials have had a hard time showing results of the drones' work in securing the homeland.
The track record is abysmal.
Tom Barry is an expert on border issues at the left-leaning Center for International Policy based in D.C.
You know, they don't have a strategy. They don't have the infrastructure, the personnel to fly the drones.
Some of these are criticisms weighed by the Department of Homeland Security's own inspector general in a report last May. But that report didn't assess the overall value of the border drone program. So here's a very simplified attempt at a cost-benefit analysis. Cost. The government purchased each drone used on the border for about $18 million apiece, for a total of $180 million. They cost a little over $3,000 an hour to operate. They flew more than 5,700 hours in fiscal year 2012 for a total operating cost of at least $18 million last year. What did we get for that cost? According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, last year drones helped seize more than 66,000 pounds of drugs and helped agents apprehend 143 people involved in illegal activity. That's less than 3% of all drugs seized by border agents and less than 0.04% of the 365,000 would-be illegal border crossers caught by agents last year. So are the drones worth their weight in taxpayer dollars? Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says yes.
I think the drones have been effective and continue to be so.
Supporters of the border drones say they make it safer for agents on the ground to do their job. They say the drones scare off smugglers and illegal border crossers. But perhaps there are less expensive aerial surveillance systems that could do the same job.
So these are high-resolution aerial images collected from a light aircraft.
In a small lab at San Diego State University, researcher Pete Coulter shows me some of the images he and his research team collected during a recent experiment using a piloted light aircraft. They went to a remote area of the border, attached a store-bought digital camera to the plane, and had it take periodic photos while team members on the ground moved themselves and their vehicles around.
And in some instances, you know, people are kind of standing next to bushes, trying to make it difficult to be detected.
Run through image processing software, the results were impressive. I could clearly see the shadow of a guy, it was Coulter, hiding in the bushes. Coulter says the aircraft used to take these images could easily be remote controlled, and the whole thing would probably cost around $300,000, a fraction of what a Predator drone costs. Researchers at SDSU think these types of small aircraft equipped with simple surveillance systems could be valuable assets in the quest to secure the border. And they're trying to get border authorities interested. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection is not looking at other options for drones, an official told me. In fact, the agency already has a deal with General Atomics to buy up to 14 additional Predators for the border. If the senators working on immigration reform insist on their drones, under the General Atomics deal, the government wouldn't even have to consider other bids. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.